At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is Amber Rose Washington, music producer and author of the best-selling book, Hiding From Myself. And you're listening to the Ghosts in the Valley podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Ghost in the Valley podcast. I'm your host, Al Cooley. It's so good to be back after 5 or 6 weeks off. I'm kicking off my 5th season. Going to have a lot of great, great guests on. I always wonder, how can I beat last year's shows? Because, you know, I am honored to have everybody that's on my show. 2023 is looking like it's going to be a very, very good year. I plan on going to the Berkshires. I plan on going to the Kecksburg Festival in Kecksburg, Pennsylvania, and also the Mothman Convention. Today, we're going to look back on all of my episodes from 2022. At the end of the episode, I was going to do the top 10, but I decided this year I'm going to do the top 14. So that's basically half of my episodes, the top 14, because every one of them came in with over 1,000 downloads. And all the other ones, to me, are just as important, despite the downloads, because a couple that didn't come in, I thought probably should have been in there, but they weren't every single episode. Every single guest, they're all special to me. So I'm going to be right back after these brief messages and a look back at 2022.
Are you looking for a new book to read? Check out my newest book, An Awakening, by Wendy M. Cope, last name spelled K-O-K. Basically, it's a story of good versus evil, and these things slowly start taking over the residents of this small northern town in Neillsville, Wisconsin, and I would love it if you would read it. My books are available on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Book Baby Bookshop, everywhere really, and you can find me at WendyMCopeAuthor.com.
Okay, let me start off by saying I'm really stoked because I have over 65,000 downloads. This past year alone, I had almost over 24,000 in 2022 alone. 24,000. So I'm really excited about that. So let's kick it right off. On January 11th of 2022 was the year-end review. Something like identical to this show. I look back on the previous year, which was 2021. And again, I'm so thankful for all the guests I've had on this show. On January 25th, William Tabone is the founder and lead investigator of the Australian Paranormal Society. William is also the author of The Iredell Asylum in Australia. I have that book. It's fantastic. The Iredell Asylum by William Tabone. On February 8th was Betsy Kulikowski. Betsy is a paranormal author of the Veritas Codex series. I have her book as well. It is absolutely fantastic. I do have to pick up the rest of the books in that series. I do have the first one, and it does lead you to buy the rest of them. Betsy Kulikowski. On February 22nd, demonologist Bishop James Long. Archbishop James Long studied for the Roman Catholic Church for 6 years. Bishop Long is highly respected in the paranormal field, performing over 30 exorcisms. The Roman Catholic Church is still calling upon Bishop James Long to perform exorcisms. On March 8th of last year, An Awakening by author Wendy M. Cope. Wendy is the author of A Gray Resort and An Awakening. Wendy is also the podcast host of A Juicy Pear Podcast. This was Wendy's second time on the show. I'm sure she's going to be back on again. She's a fantastic author, podcast host, and friend. On March 22nd of 2022 was Supernatural Investigator of Minnesota with Jerry Ayers. Jerry Ayers is the lead investigator and co-founder of the Supernatural Investigations of Minnesota, and Jerry is also the host of The Calling Radio Show. On April 5th was author E.E. Holmes. E.E. Holmes is the author of The Gateway Trilogy, The Gateway Tracker Series, and the Rift Magic Saga series. I own all of her books, all of them. And she's going to be on again this year, and I'm so excited to have her back. She is a fantastic author, E.E. Holmes. On April 19th, paranormal investigator Scott Sukul was on the show. Scott Sukul, not only is he a paranormal investigator, but he is the former ghost hunt manager at the Ohio State Reformatory. Scott has been called upon to assist on many paranormal cases around the world. That was a very interesting show. You don't want to miss that one. Scott Sukul. On April 22nd, my special episode on celebrating Earth Day and going green with Sarah Brink. Sarah Brink discusses the benefits of going green. Sarah is the manager at the Foxfield Preserve Wilderness Center in Wilmont, Ohio. I traveled to the preserve to get a personal look at the benefits of being buried natural. I came away really with the benefits of actually going green. That's a very interesting episode to listen to, Going Green with Sarah Brink. On May 3rd of 2022, Eleanor Wagner Strange and Scary World. Eleanor Wagner is the author of the Sussex County Haunting series and Dream a Little Dream. Eleanor is also the founder and lead investigator of the Lady Ghostbusters paranormal team. Eleanor is also the host of Eleanor Wagner Strange and Scary World podcast. I have her book as well, and that's another series I have to finish the series up on. It is really a good book series. On May 17th was paranormal podcast host JT from the Paranormal Sun out of New Zealand. JT is highly respected in the paranormal field. He is a great friend, a great podcast host. I do encourage you to go listen to his show, The Paranormal Sun Podcast. On May 31st, Ashley Hilt, also known as Ashers, is the host of Monster Radio. Ashers is also the host of We Talk Weird podcast. And Ashers is also a ufologist, a paranormal investigator, a cryptozoologist, an author, and she is currently working on a documentary on the Mothman. I look forward to having Ashers back on the show this year. It's always my pleasure to talk with her. On June 14th, Jordan Klein is the host of Fireside Paranormal Podcast, and he is also an ordained minister and paranormal investigator. Jordan also had me on his show, and he has a fantastic podcast. You should go listen to it, the Fireside Podcast, which is available everywhere. On June 28th, paranormal author and researcher Sherry Granato was on the show. Sherry is an author of tons and tons of books. I believe over 50. I lost count. I do have a couple of her books. They are fantastic. She has been a great friend. She is a historian, a paranormal investigator with her whole family. She's been all around the world checking out haunted places and sites. She has given me many, many topics to talk about, friends to contact. She is also a researcher and a blogger. I look to having Sherry back on the show, and you don't want to miss that episode with Sherry Granato. On July 12th, Summer, Brian, and Jared, who are the hosts of The Resistance, a Conta Mundum podcast. Brian is a paranormal investigator and researcher. Brian, Summer, and Jared share a few of their paranormal stories. And I also found out on this episode what a woodburger was. And check out their podcast, The Resistance. On July 26th, Maria and her guardian angel, Fajel, were on my show. Maria Giuliano died at a very young age. She went to heaven. She met Jesus and Albert Einstein. Maria returned with her guardian angel, Fajel. Life has not been easy for Maria, especially after what she had witnessed with her own two eyes while she was in heaven and trying to share that with everybody. That is a very interesting episode that you should listen to if you haven't listened to it already. Maria and her guardian angel, Fajel. On August 9th, paranormal investigator Beth Darlington makes a return visit back to my show. Beth Darlington has many interesting stories and views on the paranormal from the UK. She is highly respected in the paranormal field, and it's always my pleasure having her on the show. I know she'll be back on in the future. Beth Darlington from the UK. On August 23rd, Jill Shelley is a paranormal investigator and the owner of her very own haunted house, the Boyd House, and she shares many of her paranormal experiences with me. She rents out the house to fellow investigators at a reasonable fee. The Boyd House is located in Minnesota. Again, there's another episode you might want to listen to that if you haven't heard it already, Jill Shelley. It was my pleasure having her on the show. In September, I decided to do the whole month just dedicated to UFOs. So I kicked off the month on September 6th with the Kecksburg UFO crash. In 1965, a UFO crashed into the woods of a little town outside of Pittsburgh. My wife and I went to Kecksburg, and we had a great time at the UFO Kecksburg Festival in Pennsylvania and to the crash site. I totally enjoyed the many people in Kecksburg who shared their stories with me from that day in 1965. At the end of this episode, I play the audio that Brian Vike sent me. Brian Vike did an interview with a gentleman who was believed to be the first eyewitness that was at the crash site in Kecksburg. Their interview took place on October 22nd, 2005. And that interview was from that day on December 9th of 1965. On September 13th, my second part of the UFOs of September was The Berkshires and Beyond. Joe Durin is the author of These Mysterious Hills. Joe is a blogger, a journalist from Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Joe Durin also does historical research on homes in the Berkshire area. The second part of that show, I had a return visit with Tom Warner. Many of you may have seen and heard Tom in the Netflix series UFOs Over Berkshires on the Unsolved Mysteries, which was the number one viewed show of that year. That's astonishing. Tom Warner comes back on with his updates from the Berkshire area. On September 20th, the third part of my series of the UFOs was UFOs Over Trumbull County featuring Roy Ann Rudolph. I've been trying to get Roy Ann on the show for many, many years, and I was thrilled that she agreed to come on and share her experiences on that night in 1994 when a UFO was spotted by numerous people over Liberty Township in Ohio. Roanne Rudolph was on dispatch duty that evening. Roanne was also taking in calls from law enforcement around the area by many, many different law departments. Roanne herself went out with a fellow officer to view the object herself. This is one of my favorite episodes. I mean, I did a three-part series a couple years ago on this. Personally, it's one of my favorites because the incident happened in my county in Ohio, Trumbull County. And like I said, it was my pleasure having Roy Ann come on the show. And the last part of my September month on UFOs was, it's just called Abducted 60 Times. Russ Callett from the Yorkshire, UK claims that he has been abducted at least 60 times. Russ has been labeled as the super soldier, injected with a needle in the back of his neck by these aliens, and a tube ran down his throat and forced to drink an unknown substance. He was forced to fight alongside these aliens, and Russ has suffered side effects from this whole ordeal his whole life. Very, very interesting episode with Russ Kellett, Abducted 60 Times. On October 11th of 2022, Sin Schrader Hill is the author and paranormal investigator and historian. Sin is the founder of the Elk Valley Paranormal Team. Sin Schrader Hill worked on closely with the Fayetteville Hospital in Tennessee. Her love of the paranormal has taken her to Gettysburg, Alcatraz, Tower of London, the Rothenburg Dungeons, plus many, many other haunted places. Sin Schrader Hill's new book, They're Speaking, Are You Listening? My Most Compelling EVPs, is out now. Sin Schrader Hill. On October 25th, Nicole Gaspart, author, psychic, podcast host of Haunted Real Connections on King Radio every Wednesday. Nicole has written over 10 books, which are available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon. Her latest book, Random Spirits, Paranormal Memoir, is based on true ghost stories and what it's like being a medium. On October 31st, Mike and his wife invited me to do a walkthrough of his haunted house in Delroy, Ohio. They live about 65 miles south of me. I can only say that you have to listen to this episode. The house is extremely haunted. I believe the house was originally built in the late 1700s. It was moved from its original location uphill by a team of horses. I personally believe that the house was built on Indian burial grounds. That was a very interesting day, to say the least. It sent goosebumps up my spine. I mean, you have to listen to that episode, Mike's Haunted House. And at the very end of that episode, I had the investigative team called TAT, TAT, Paranormal Team, on the show. And they also were at Mike's house, and they discuss what they also seen at the house and a few of their other paranormal adventures. I look forward to having Tat back on the show this year to give them their own episode without sharing it with Mike. That episode meant a lot to me. It didn't make my top 14, but it was one of my favorite episodes. On November 8th, the Ghost Blimp. On August 16th of 1942, a United States Navy blimp, also known as the L-8 or the Ghost Blimp, left port at 6:30 a.m. from Treasure Island, San Francisco, California. On board were flight crew Pilot Lieutenant Ernest DeWitt Cody, 27, and co-pilot Ensign Charles Adams, 35. How did the Ghost Blimp leave with two crew members and crash land on a shore with not a soul on board? That one was a very eerie episode that was sent to me by Sherry Granato. Thank you, Sherry, for sharing that with me, and I found that episode very interesting. The Ghost Blimp. On November 22nd, paranormal investigator Jenny Colucci, who is a New Jersey-based paranormal investigator and team historian with the Parasite Experience, was on the show. She is from Rochester, New York, and began investigating the paranormal while attending Rutgers University. Jennifer has investigated in the United States and Europe at locations such as the Sherlock Holmes Museum in London, the Bitmore Hotel in Coral Gables, Florida, and many, many other places. Paranormal investigator Jenny Colucci. My last episode of last year was on December 6th. Daniel Jackson was a gifted medium and podcast host and author. Daniel has been gifted to communicate with archangels and spirit. He guides and assists others to fulfill their spiritual path. Daniel's main goal is to teach people about their reason for existence and to help them to become a better version of themselves. It is with this intention that he operates out of a spirit of love and compassion. Daniel takes extreme pride in his ability to answer all unanswered questions. Daniel is the author of the new book, The New Beginning, and Daniel is also the host of Beyond the Veil podcast. It was a fantastic year, fantastic downloads, and I'm going to get into my top 14 right after these brief messages.
Hello, and welcome to Chit and Chat, a podcast for encouraging others. Who needs encouraging? Everyone needs some encouragement. I reach out to musicians, nonprofits, comedians, whoever I can find to come on here and share encouragement to you. Why? Why not? We live in a negative world, negative news, negative social media half the time. This podcast is about encouraging others, encouraging one another. So why not share encouragement to our friends, family, coworker? You know what? Encouragement is contagious. Let's spread it to one and all, to all parts of the world. This is Chit and Chat.
And now the top 14 episodes of 2022. And each one of these episodes had at least 1,000 downloads. At number 14, Maria Giuliano with her guardian angel, Fajel, coming in with exactly 1,000 downloads. Number 13, Beth Darlington from the UK with 1,005 downloads. Number 12, The Boyd House with 1,062 downloads. Number 11, Asher's 1,083 downloads. Number 10, William Tabone, 1,086 downloads. Number 9, Fireside Radio with Jordan Klein, 1,113 downloads. Number 8, author Wendy M. Koch with 1,123 downloads. Number 7, Betsy Kulikowski with 1,149 downloads. Number 6, Jerry Ayers, with 1,158 downloads. Number 5, Eleanor Wagner, 1,236 downloads. Number 4, The Year In Review, 1,244 downloads. Number 3, JT from the Paranormal Sun podcast, with 1,306 downloads. And 2 and 1, only one download separated these two. Coming in at number 2, E.E. Holmes, 1,426 downloads. And at number 1, Bishop James Long, 1,427 downloads. Those 14 episodes right there brought in 14,413 downloads. I had a really, really great year. All the rest of the episodes that weren't mentioned, they all did really, really well. Thank you, and I'll see you in 2 weeks with another great episode on Ghosts in the Valley podcast.